Carl, when we talk about the data centers that are being proposed in Pennsylvania, and there are numerous of them that are being proposed, this, of course, has generated a lot of controversy. And among the issues is the amount of energy that these data centers are going to take and the number of jobs that may be created as a result of it. But you had an interesting point in an op-ed that you wrote recently about how many of the components that go into these data centers are, in fact, made in Pennsylvania, and we are exporting elsewhere, and perhaps we should just keep them here. I want to give us some background on that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, first of all, thanks for having me. I think that we find ourselves in Pennsylvania with this data center, these data center projects, in a very familiar position. I mean, Pennsylvania has always kind of been the state that builds the stuff that makes other stuff. And you can trace that back to the timber industry. You can trace that to the metals industry, specifically with iron and steel. And more recently, to the natural gas industry, where you can actually extract some of the byproducts from the natural gas that is the feedstock for modern plastics. Well, what's going to drive modern industry from here? And that is obviously technology. And Pennsylvania is already on the forefront of that. Let's back up a little bit and try to put it in this perspective. So we talk about the cloud all the time. And, you know, you save things to the cloud, you stream things from the cloud. And I don't think that people really truly understand what the cloud is. The cloud is not abstract. The cloud is not water vapor hanging above our heads in the atmosphere. The cloud is actually very, very physical. The cloud is made of switches and gear and wires, cabling, aggregate, and it's housed in very, very large buildings with a lot of really complex equipment. Pennsylvania has been making a lot of the equipment that is necessary for what is the modern quote-unquote cloud for quite some time. And because of the data center investment that we're seeing on the East Coast, mainly it's occurring in Virginia, but right now, Pennsylvania manufacturers are investing tens, hundreds of millions of dollars in expansion to create the products that go into these data center warehouses. Well, transporting goods and services like that is money. So all eyes are on Pennsylvania right now to see if we could actually replicate what's happening in Virginia and some of the other states with data centers right here in Pennsylvania, where a lot of that stuff is already being made. It makes a lot of sense. And also then you have the energy aspect that you referenced. And that's something that Pennsylvania has always done really well. We have powered all of the plants through all of the different generations and all of those evolutions of industry that I mentioned earlier, whether that was timber, that required a lot of energy, different kind of energy, but it required a lot of energy. Same for steel and iron, same for natural gas, although natural gas is an energy source in and of itself. But we have a lot of energy that can and should be deployed in Pennsylvania. It's going to be market forces that are going to keep the with the increased demand, there's going to need to be an increased supply. And because we are a competitive market state, I absolutely think that competitive markets work and that energy will absolutely be available. And because of an increased demand and you get increased supply, that should actually lower energy costs for Pennsylvanians because, you know, more supply coming online, more baseload capacity, especially utilizing our natural gas assets, should actually lower the energy costs for consumers, not raise them.
Opposition to these data centers based on energy usage, Carl, it generally assumes that energy is a finite product. We only have so much of it. And the question is, how do we divide it up? What you seem to be saying is we have a lot more capacity. And if you look at some of the data centers that are already in the development and about to come online, both with near the Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Indiana County, it appears that the data center industry is finding a way to provide its own energy.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't anything new. Yeah, interestingly, there's a plant up in Northeast PA, and in the manufacturing industry. And some years ago, they drilled a natural gas well on site. Manufacturers have been deploying what's called combined heat and power for a very long time. And what combined heat and power is it's essentially a small power plant on the site of a manufacturing plant that provides energy for that manufacturer through electricity, but then also you can use some of the other byproducts, whether that be steam or heat, in the manufacturing process itself. Data centers are really no different. And we're seeing probably the biggest example in the world happening here in Pennsylvania in Indiana County at the Homer City site that used to be a coal-fired facility that was shuttered under the Obama Clean Power Plan rules. And when Pennsylvania was still operating as though it was going to enter the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which I know is a whole nother topic for another show and really has been covered many times by this outlet, but that plant was going to go under. Instead, a natural gas well is being drilled on that site to create a new combined cycle power plant, probably the largest natural gas-fired power plant on the East Coast. And there's going to be a data center that is built next to it. There's going to be enough electricity generated to actually sell a third of what they're producing back into the grid as baseload capacity. That can be replicated. And it should be replicated. And it's something that, again, is not a new concept. It's something that manufacturers have been doing for a long time. When Pennsylvania was abundantly reliant on coal, a lot of the combined cycle power plants on manufacturing sites were coal-fired. And a lot of those have come offline and have been replaced by Pennsylvania natural gas. Cuts emissions by 60%, lower cost, which ultimately means that it's more competitive for those manufacturers. That's what we can and should be seeing with these data centers, where they're kind of creating their own power based on market forces on site, selling the excess back into the grid. And again, that should lower prices for everyday energy consumers like you and me.
We are talking with Carl Marrera, who is Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association, about energy and data centers, a number of data centers being proposed for various locations around Pennsylvania. Carl, one of the other concerns that get raised at the local level, and I think to a large degree most of these concerns have become really somewhat overblown because of the fact that this has come upon us rather suddenly, or at least into the public consciousness rather suddenly. What about the impact locally on local infrastructure, local tax structure? How do the data centers impact folks at the local level?
Well, ultimately, these are huge real estate projects disguised as energy quote-unquote problems. But I think we've dispelled a lot of the myths surrounding those energy problems. But from the local level, this is a jobs creator. And, you know, we hear the opposition all the time that, you know, these data centers are only going to employ 25 people full time once they're built. But these are 4, 5, 6 year construction projects. And then we get the same pushback. Well, you know, those 1,000 construction jobs are only temporary. Well, all construction jobs are temporary. You build the thing and then you move on and build another thing. But these are really, really big things that are going to employ a lot of people for a long, long time. But look, across Pennsylvania, it's no secret. There are towns, there are communities, municipalities that are struggling. Towns that lose their manufacturer are towns that lose their town. And we've seen that time and time again, particularly in western Pennsylvania with the erosion of some of the metals industries, and also in northeast PA. But those locations are the ones that actually have the access to the raw material of energy, mainly through natural gas, that could benefit the most from expansion and build out of these data centers, employing thousands of people over several years to construct these things. But again, to go back to the original point of the cloud is not abstract, the cloud is physical. Mitsubishi Electric Power they actually expanded their plant capacity by $90 million that their manufacturing switchgear that's needed for all of these different data center projects, that's in Beaver County. There was a $353 million battery factory in Warrendale, PA that's relocating its headquarters to the Pittsburgh region to support this industry. GE Verona had a $100 million investment in a factory out there to create some of the gear that goes into the data centers. Westinghouse Electric in Butler County, an $80 billion nuclear reactor agreement. Hitachi Energy, $70 million facility in Westmoreland County. Coherent in Armstrong County, $2 billion agreement with one of the largest chip makers in the world. These things are happening in Pennsylvania. These investments are sustaining communities, whether you know it or not. And we haven't even mentioned the property tax benefits that these projects can have. Data centers are very large. I mean, I'll give you that. They do take up a large amount of space. But because they can't build vertically, they have to build out. That requires a lot of property. And in turn, that property is much higher value with that data center being built on it, which results in massive amounts of property taxes that really is the lifeblood that sustains our school districts, training the next generation of workforce. So yes, of course there are concerns, but looking at it holistically, once again, this is an industry that is going to power the next generation of industry, and it's happening here in Pennsylvania.
And if it doesn't happen here in Pennsylvania, Carl, is this a battle that we are fighting to stay ahead of the Chinese in terms of not only data centers, but artificial intelligence itself?
Yeah, not just China, India. You also, because they are energy intensive, have a host of competitors in throughout the Middle East. While the cloud is very physical, the cloud is not necessarily dependent on location. So to have access to those streaming services, to the AI searches, to any Google search, it doesn't necessarily have to happen in the United States or, I mean, Pennsylvania for that matter. It can happen globally. So yeah, we're not just competing against competitor states. We are competing against foreign powers that, quite honestly, could be very much seen as adversaries. So when you have industry that is going to be reliant on these technologies for the future, we would certainly much rather see those things happen here where those things can be controlled and benefit the citizens of Pennsylvania, citizens of the United States, as opposed to a dictatorship in Beijing.
Carl Marrera is executive director of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. A lot of research has gone into this topic. Carl, tell us a bit about PMA. Obviously, PMA on our program quite often. Tell us what you do and where can folks go online to access a lot of the data that you've talked about today?
Sure. And again, thanks for having me. The Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association is the not-for-profit statewide organization that represents all of the different people who make all of the different things throughout Pennsylvania. It's $111 billion in gross state product, about 12% of our total gross state product year over year. And you can find us at www.pamanufacturers.org.
Carl Marrera of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. Carl, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.